So go ahead and lie on your backs. Today is July 19th, right? 2018, and we're going to do lesson 87, lifting the head and legs while twisting on the stomach. So I felt after we did the last 2 weeks of a lot of core and transitioning from core into extension, that we would develop the extension today. And then you got the feeling, especially last week, that doing the core helped get the extension, and doing the extension helped develop the core, yeah? For those of you that were here. So we always start a lesson on our backs, legs long, arms down by our sides. And we take this beginning time to check in with ourselves, to become aware of ourselves, since awareness is really the key ingredient of these lessons for change. So you start to notice how each of your shoulders are resting on the floor, or perhaps not resting, and if there's any difference between one shoulder and the other shoulder. One might feel higher, more curled in towards your chest, or it might feel like the distance from an earlobe to your shoulder is closer on one side than the other. So you just begin to examine and notice, sense, what's going on? How are your arms positioned? Are your palms up? Are your palms down? Are your palms towards your sides? And is one arm and palm different than the other? And then traveling down your spine from the base of your neck all the way down through your mid-back to your lower back, sensing how your spine feels today. Any areas of maybe tension or tightness, or you might feel a little curve one way or another. And then noticing how your pelvis is resting on the floor, if your pelvis feels equal on each side, or again, like your shoulders, shoulder blades, are you tilted one side's higher or lower? And then what effect does that have on your legs and the way that you experience your legs lying on the floor? And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, going slow enough so you can feel the quality of rolling your head to each side. Excellent. Okay, so you're going to work on your stomach today. So please go ahead and roll over. You're going to turn your head to the right, which means the left ear will be on the floor. And then we are going to bring your hands underneath your head. So your right hand is going to be on the ground, and then put the left hand on top of the right, and then your left ear is on the back of the left hand. Excellent. And what we're going to start with is actually your right leg, your right knee. So you're going to begin to do a movement of bending your right knee out to the side and sliding it up along your side, and then lengthen it back down. So this movement in itself has a lot to do with your hip joint. So how free are you in your hip, and starting the rotation in your lower back and pelvis. So the right side of the pelvis comes up, hence the lower part of your spine starts to rotate. Great. Now the next time you bring it up, keep it up in a place where it's comfortable and you can keep it there. Beautiful. And now with your head resting on your left arm, you're going to very slowly and gently lift your left arm, supporting your head. Just 1 or 2 inches. It's not a huge lift. So the left hand, elbow, shoulder blade, all supports lifting your head and lowering. So in these first few movements, you really want to pay attention to the ability of letting your head rest on the back of your hand so that you are not doing any work in your neck. Now, how do you know if you're doing work in your neck? Don't lift your arm and just try lifting your head so you feel what happens a little bit in your neck, right? And then go back to really resting your head on your arm. That's it. Good. Pause for a moment, and you're going to change over the hands. So now the right hand is on top of left, and this will actually be easier. So we did the harder position first. And so now your head floats up with the right arm. That's it. And as you lift, it's easiest to do this as you exhale. So when you pause is when you take a breath in, and then you exhale to lift. Excellent. Now what we're going to do is change the direction of your head. So keep your arms the same. So your right ear starts on the back of your right hand. And it's going to feel very strange with your right leg up. And you're going to float your head up using the right arm. Beautiful. Okay, and then you're going to change over the arms. There you go. Keeping the right ear now on the back of the left hand and float up your head. Lifting the left arm. So your left arm lifts the head. Remember? So your right ear is down on the back of the left hand. This way is a little easier. So lift your whole elbow and everything. There you go. Beautiful. Okay, let's let all that go. Roll over onto your back and rest. Okay, let's go back over onto your stomach, and we're going to change your legs, but let's first position your head so your right ear will be down. It'll be on the back of the right hand and the right hand on the left, and then you're going to start by sliding the left knee up along your side and straightening it, and back to thinking of Leah's great question, is one hip freer? Is it easier to bring one leg up than the other? Or it just feels more comfortable, right? So this movement tells you a lot. And then bring your leg up and keep it there where it's comfortable, right? So the left leg is up. There you go. And then With the right arm, you're going to float the head up, right? And it feels a little awkward. So it's the right arm in your head. So remember, the right arm is supporting that sit. Beautiful. And now change over the hands. So the left hand is under the right ear. And continue to float up your head. Excellent. Pause for a moment to turn your head. So now your left ear is on the back of the left hand. And continue with the left hand to lift your head. Good. And change over the hands. So the right hand is under the left ear. So your face is still to the right. That's it. And it's the whole right hand, elbow, that's it. Beautiful. Okay. Let's let all that go and roll over onto your back and rest. Okay, go back over onto your stomach. And turn your face once again to the right and have your left ear on the back of your right hand on top of the left. And go ahead and bend your right knee out to the side, bring it up. That's it. And once you're in this position, we're going to engage the right side of the pelvis to create more rotation. So think of pulling or moving the right side of your pelvis back over to the left, as if I came over and grabbed it. So your right knee is going to slide on the floor, coming closer towards you. Beautiful, Dana. And away. Right? Beautiful. So you're increasing the rotation. So think of the hip pulling back and the right knee sliding on the floor to increase the lower part of the back's rotation. And feel how high up your back do you feel the rotation. Perhaps each time you feel a little bit higher. Excellent. Good. Now pause with that and see if you kind of pause in a little different position. And with your left ear on the back of your right hand, return to lifting your head. And let's just see if this is a little lighter and a little easier. And as you lift and lower, really try to lift and lower equally so that it's not a drop back down, right? And that's where you're engaging the core and your extensors, right? So it's not lift up and then drop it. It's I lift up smoothly and I lower smoothly. It's controlled. Beautiful. Change over the hands. So the left hand is underneath now. And again, lift the left arm now, floating up your head. And it's not how high you lift. It's more about this even lifting and lowering and staying out of your neck and having the engagement with your extensors in your back. Beautiful. Excellent. Let it go. Roll over onto your back and rest. Okay, let's go back over. Turn your face to the left so your right ear is down and your right ear is on the back of the left hand. Left hand is on top of the right. And then you're going to bring your left knee up. And then you're going to do that movement of thinking of taking the pelvis, the left side of the pelvis, back over to the right. You feel how the left knee slides closer towards you. And then it slides away. So we're really examining and exploring this rotational component in your lower lumbar area up into your thoracic area and how each side differs. One side might feel a little bit easier, a little more fluid. You might feel the rotation going up higher on one side compared to the other. And the other thing to look at is the ease of the pelvis turning around the leg that's long. Beautiful. And then pause with that where it's comfortable. And then begin floating your head up with the left arm and seeing if that now has become lighter and easier. Change over the hands. Now with the right hand, float up your head. Beautiful. And then let's roll onto your back and rest again. And as you're resting on your back this time, gently and slowly, roll your head a little bit to the left and right, just feeling the quality of ease. If there's any sense of tension, now's the time to really check in so that when we go back onto your stomach, you can really observe how to reduce any effort in your neck. And hopefully it's feeling smoother, lighter, easier. because your extensors are firing so that the neck muscles don't have to do anything. Come back to the center, and then take another moment to just observe your breath and your breathing. Okay, let's go back over onto your stomach. Your face will be to the right, so your left ear is on the back of the right hand is on the left. You're going to bend your right knee out to the side where it's comfortable. And we're now going to pay attention to the long leg, the left leg. So the first thing to observe is that it's resting, so to speak, I'm going to say in the center of your hip joint. So some of you might need to do something a little different with your foot, or so some of you, your leg isn't completely long. It's kind of flared a little bit out to the side or something, either due to something in the hip or something to do with your foot, right? Maybe there's a lack of ease with the top of the foot opening up, so you have the leg flared out. So really line your leg up so it's completely straight and long, from inside the hip joint down to your toes. And the heel is pointed towards the ceiling, right? So to speak. So with this left leg, keeping the leg long, so no bending in the knee, you're going to start to lift your left leg away from the floor, feeling the movement right in the hip joint. So you're lifting from the hip and then lowering. And you immediately feel the engagement in your glutes and your lower back. But here's the thing. So some of you, right, are going to do everything in the lower back. We often, back to the question about the calves. Sorry, when your calf is tight, means your glutes and hamstrings aren't working. That's it. So you want to feel your glute engage and the lower back. Beautiful. Now pause with your left leg and let's go up to your right arm, floating your head up. Again, seeing if this is continuing to feel lighter. That's it. Beautiful. Okay, now you're going to pause for a moment and we're going to combine the two. So your head is going to float up with your right arm at the same time with your left leg, which will actually feel like the easiest because we work on a diagonal, so you're organizing the extensors diagonally. And paying attention to that the glute, the lower back, all the way up to your shoulder blade is contracting. Beautiful. Excellent. Okay, let's let all that go and roll onto your back and rest. Okay, so let's roll over onto your stomach again. Your face will be to the left. Left hand on top of right, left ear on the back of the right hand. And then you're going to bend your left knee out to the side. So the right leg we're going to work with now long. So the first thing is to pay attention. Turn your face to the left. Okay? And there you go. So we're going to pay attention to the right leg. So again, take a moment to make sure it's lined up with your hip. So some of you, again, have the leg kind of flared out to the side, right? So you want it, the heel lined up with your hip joint before you begin to lift it. And then as you do, you immediately feel both the glutes and your lower back engaging. So for several of you, this is clearly the stronger leg, right? It's like you feel the engagement right away in the glute. Some of you maybe not as strong. See what that does. Beautiful. And then let that pause for a minute, and you're now going to float your head up with your left arm. So this should feel, Corinne, you there? Light.
For my exhale.
Oh, okay.
I was breathing.
I confused you again. Notice after what we just did with the right leg, it's getting lighter, it's getting easier. Left arm, floating your head up, engaging the upper back. That's it. And then you're going to combine the two, right? So that's, in a way, the easiest, and you should feel everything from the right glute all the way up to your left scapula and shoulder blade. The extensors tightening and firing. What we want to avoid is everything going to your lower back. Right? So if anybody's in that situation, if you feel everything goes to your lower back, the first thing is to become aware of it. And then just in your thought, just in the description of the movement, do you begin to entice, to engage those areas of weakness? J- Just because you start thinking it, you imagine it, it's happening, it begins to happen. Beautiful. Okay, let's let that go and roll onto your backs and rest. Okay, so just for a moment here, we're going to tap in and revisit your core, right? Which is still working the extensors, but we're going to engage the flexors just as a reminder, right? So beginning with that movement from last week of lifting your head, starting to look towards your feet, engaging the core, letting the shoulder blades lift, letting the belly button come in, the pubic bone pulls up. That's it. How's that coming along? Reaching the arms forward like a zombie. Beautiful. Okay, and let's pause and rest from that again. Okay, so let's roll back over onto your stomach again. Your face to the right, left ear on the back of the right hand on the left, and this time both legs long. So again, I want you to think of the hips and heels lining up, okay? And now you're gonna engage lifting both legs at the same time. So firing both glute muscles, then the lower back, into the upper back. So just a mild lift, feeling on the front side, the front of your hips push into the floor, and then you return them back down. That's it. Great. Now pause with that, and you're going to lift both arms in your head now. So everything in the upper body floats up. And again, really pay attention. This is another situation where we often want to go completely to the lower back. So you really make sure you're engaging the upper back in between the shoulder blades. That's it. Now you're going to do that at the same time with both legs, which is again easier. So everything floats up and everything slowly floats down, right? You don't just drop down. If it takes 3 seconds to lift, it takes 3 seconds to lower. Beautiful. Pause. Let's turn your head to face the left and change over your hands so the right ear's on the back of the left hand. And just resting your upper body now with the legs straight, go back to lifting both legs. Just seeing what's different when you change your head and you change the arm arrangement. Does that impact the lifting of your legs? because it changes the twist in your spine. Then pause with that and lift just your head and your arms. Beautiful. Now everything. Head, arms, and legs. And again, asking yourself or noticing for yourself, is there something different with your head turned to this side? Is it easier? Is it harder? Is it the same? Stronger? Weaker? What do you notice? Lift. And remember, don't drop down. Lower smoothly. It's a controlled lowering movement. Beautiful. And let all that go. Roll onto your backs and rest. So I'm going to give you a little longer rest. So in that earlier class, the spin class, I was talking about a great thing that just happened between Lola and Stella. But it's just something, the reason I'm sharing it is it's something so important for us to recognize as we get older. So Lola's old, right? 14. Stella's 5 months. And Lola had back surgery, remember, a year ago, and I almost lost her, and she's really weak in the back legs. So until Stella came along, you know, she just drags herself up and down the stairs and barely makes it. Well, just, I think it's this last week or so, Stella learned to do stairs. So now Lola has a choice. If she drags herself, Stella's all over her, or she's got to run up and down the stairs. So lo and behold, Lola is running up and down the stairs now. And she's now playing with Stella. So she had her annual exam this last week, and the doctor was just amazed because all the muscles in her hind legs that became so deteriorated, she's redeveloped. Just from having Stella Bella chase her up and down the stairs. So, you know, and I saw this happen with my father where, you know, he hit a certain age and kind of gave up and walked slower and right? And then, you know, we kind of all just got on his case and he got with the program again and became alive again, right? So, just always engaging these muscles a little bit. It's always possible, right? And all she's doing is going up and down the stairs. It's not like she's going to the gym and lifting weights, right? But it's just enough that she's gotten her strength back. So that's what you're doing in here, right? We're recreating some strength again in these extensors that get so weak and combining it with your core. So now let's go to the movement we did last week. Remember when we were sitting holding the knees and starting to round back? Yes, no, maybe. Okay, come back up to sitting. How we forget, right? Remember this? So you're holding your knees and you started to round back as if you're going to go back just so the feet lift and then bringing the belly forward. Arching, squeezing the shoulder blades. So now you really get to work your extensors. See if I can move this here. Ooh. know, my jacket's so bulky, so I'll take it off here, right? So you're here, right? And you're going back like a hammock, right? So this is your core. And then as you come forward, the belly comes forward, and it's these extensors. The same thing you were just doing on your stomach. You're squeezing those shoulder blades, right? You're getting long on the front side, right? And then this goes back to your core, engaging the core. So at the very end of this, so it's not leaning forward, right? It's you're feeling the shoulder blades squeezed. You get tall, right? When one speaks of, in a way, posture, right? This is where the posture comes from. Those shoulder blades come together. You guys remembering this movement now? Was it 2 weeks ago? Yes, a couple weeks ago. Okay, it doesn't matter. That's it. Excellent. Rest on your backs. So that's, I guess we did do it a couple, right before the 4th of July. So that movement is the transition from flexion, using our flexors and our core, into our extensors. And that is a movement that you can tap into day after day, right? And why is that so important? Because you do that multiple times a day. That's going up and down stairs. That's getting in and out of your car. That's rolling out of bed to stand. It's the combination of utilizing both the flexors and the extensors. It's not one or the other. We're always transitioning. Bending over to get dishes out of a dishwasher, lifting them up and putting them in a cupboard. Is that all making sense? Right? Because sometimes we think we just work on one and forget about the other. So this has kind of been my focus for the last several weeks of how these two bounce off of each other. Okay, so one more time, back onto your stomach. Turn your face to the right. Have your left ear on the back of your right hand on your left. Bend your right knee up along your side. And let's just go back to this movement of lifting your head with your right arm, letting your head just float up, and just see if it's quite a bit lighter and easier. So your whole right hand floats up your head, and for most of you, it's significantly easier. You're lifting quite a bit higher. And it's not so much the height, it's the ease, right? So why is it easier? It's easier because you've engaged your flexors and your extensors throughout your whole body. So when the whole system is working together, everything's easier. Always, everything's easier. Beautiful. Okay? Straighten the right leg. Turn your face to the left. Put your right ear on the back of your left hand. Bend your left knee up along the side. And now float your head up with the left arm. And again, you're just looking for the ease, looking for the quality of ease, the engagement of your whole back into the glutes. And you can even feel on your front side the participation of your flexors by becoming long. It's not always closing down the flexors, right? But they also become long. Your front side in this movement gets longer. Your hips push forward. Beautiful. Okay, let's let it go. Roll onto your backs and rest. And now notice how you're resting on your back. Your shoulder blades, your pelvis, how your spine feels, if you came in with any discomfort or an injury, how has that changed? roll your head to the left and right and see how that feels. The ease. And then really noticing what's different. How do you feel different? Okay, and then taking your time, please roll to a side, come to sitting and standing to observe how you feel in standing from this lesson.